Tony Conley Morning Show presents Meet the Expert, sponsored by Sparrow Sports Medicine and Sparrow Michigan Athletic Club. Today's expert is Dr. Julie Dodds, and our topic is acute treatment of youth sports injuries. Dr. Dodds, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. What is the acute treatment of youth sports injuries? What's that mean?
Well, basically, we're trying to get some knowledge out to parents and coaches regarding what to do when younger athletes get injured. I've been taking care of college athletes for about 20 years and switched over to take care of youth athletes and kids under 18 and under, and realize there's a huge dichotomy between what great care the athletes get at a college level and good care and fair care and not so great care at the younger athletes when they get hurt and what happens in their first few days after they're hurt.
All right. So what steps have been taken to give proper treatment to acute on-the-field injuries?
Well, through the help of Sparrow, we've actually placed 8 athletic trainers in the area Lansing schools, and there are a few others employed by other area groups. And so with having the athletic trainers at the high school level, hopefully then the athletes, when they go down on the field with an acute injury, can get immediate evaluation and determine the proper way to care for that athlete starting from day one. And the other thing that we have implemented is a free injury clinic on Saturday mornings where any school-age athlete can come in on Saturday mornings to be evaluated to get early diagnosis and institute early treatment for injuries that they may have occurred during the week.
What is the best treatment for acute extremity injuries?
Well, acute extremity injuries is many people have heard of what's called RICE, R-I-C-E, and that is still the basis of how we treat acute extremity injuries. That is rest, ice, compression, and elevation. And with those type of treatment, it's usually a do no harm type of thing. A lot of times, the injuries can be just put at rest as long as they're iced and elevated. And if pain is not too extreme, and there's no obvious angulation or deformity of an extremity fracture, it's something that kind of can wait and see as far as what happens and how things respond over the next several hours or day or so to see whether or not it truly needs emergency treatment.
Okay, finally, Dr. Dodds, what steps do you foresee in the future to help educate parents like me, because I coach my kids? Well, what can be done to educate parents and coaches? What do you see in the future about the treatment of acute sports injuries?
Sure. I'm in the process now of implementing a plan. It's called the CEET program, which is C-E-E-I-T, Coaches Emergency Evaluation and Injury Triage Program. And this is a program that's a PowerPoint that I'm developing to try to get out to all youth coaches and also to parents. So the coaches can learn, since they're often the first responders at an injury, at an event or a practice. And it's a program that coaches and parents can use, so when they see an injury on the field or at a practice or even in their backyard when kids are messing around, what type of things need to go to the emergency room, what type of things should I call the ambulance for, and when I decide not to take them to the emergency room or call the ambulance, what should I do to give them the best treatment so this injury will not result in any type of long-term consequence, or so they can get back on the field with normal activity as quickly as possible.
All right. Dr. Dodds, before I let you go, give a website where folks can find out more about what you do.
Absolutely. My website is mmpsportsmedicine.com. mmpsportsmed.com.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Tony.